feels like I'm being manipulated.
What I do with the producers, I say this for all podcasts, don't even think of them as humans.
No.
You know, just ignore them.
It's quite easy with Ethan.
I think you have that a little bit in you, though. Like, you are a little bit like that, I reckon.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
You've learned that over, you know, a few meetings with him.
He's got a nasty streak.
He does.
He's picked up on that so quick.
Imagine 13 years with that.
That's when you can't look at me in the eye when you're walking me up. You're like, oh, I'm going to be nasty to him and I don't want to be.
Max used to be a banker.
Did you?
Yeah, sperm banker in his cheeks.
Just love finances, man.
Yeah. Hello, and welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
Hey,
you don't have to clap,
but it helps, you know.
Yeah, it kills
a lot of time.
This week we are joined by Simon Wozniak.
Hey,
it's going to be a good one. This,
yeah, I can feel it.
He's done the bit.
I'm going to be fucking brilliant tonight. You picked a good night to come, guys. I'm going to fucking roof this gig right now. Like,
is that what you're doing, yeah?
Clip that, done.
Did you have that? You had that for me, yeah. I would respect that now. If you just really poorly edited me out for the rest of it. So it just sounded like someone was chirping up and they went, what's this? I don't understand. Just get me out of it.
Can we have a few like stop phrases that we can go back to throughout?
Yeah, brilliant.
He's got a nasty streak in it.
Yeah, I think that would be funny if you got me to do this and then you kept me in for that one bit and then the rest of it was just me over like the screen.
You guys are setting me up, aren't you?
Just little dips in that. Would you do that?
No,
that would be really funny though.
It would be, but that's...
I'd do that. I'd be happy with that. I've got enough podcasts of me that I don't need that now. I think that would be funny to just have that one thing.
It's probably quite a lot of work for you, that, isn't it?
No,
it's quite easy to
me. Yeah.
He just kills a microphone and then zooms in.
Getting rid of all the context.
So his microphone wouldn't pick any of me up then?
It'd pick a little murmur, but we could just at the start put a disclaimer. Sorry, there was some noise from another office.
Yeah, I'm not doing a test.
We're also joined by Munt Smith.
Hey guys, well, a pleasure it is to be here.
Now.
Munt.
Yeah. Oh. Any thoughts on that?
I don't think anyone's called their right name here, to be honest with you.
No.
Why do you have all these nicknames for one another?
Well, Munt became about because it sounded a bit like a swear word.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, his nickname is Jammo.
Bit of a lad.
No. and then this is Looney.
Yeah.
Because his surname sounds a little bit like a slur, so we try to avoid that.
And also, you can say it is my name. You know. It's,
okay, go on.
You say it quite liberally,
Cooney.
Don't you?
My surname's Cooney.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can't say that in the first 5 minutes.
We'll limit that.
Yeah.
So, I did get banned off 606 on the BBC chat rooms for
good.
For what?
Well, for my surname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it spelt?
C-O-O-N-E-Y.
Yep. Nice. So the worst way to spell it.
Yeah.
K-W, please. But also, he's mental. You'll pick up.
So what do you 606 do for a living?
What do I do for a living? Oh, various things, Simon.
Doesn't he do?
I've got a bar at the minute, which I'm just like going into a couple of days a week.
Oh, nice. See, I just assume that all of you are just like YouTube like millionaires.
No, Jamie perpetuates.
I'm in so much debt, man.
I just do because I've seen it's because from the videos and all like you're using them and I just assume these are all just like YouTube millionaires.
I'm not a millionaire. Never mind these.
You know, Jamie.
We're like
a homeless little YouTube, like kind of just
little rats, really. Yeah.
So Simon, we've had Jamie on, and he was telling a story about how he was sick of comedy because his a buzz ball went flying past his head and hit the foot of his opener. Knowing you're his opener, was it as dramatic as he made out, or?
Yeah, it was vicious. It was vicious.
Was it?
It was. I thought a light. Like fitting some of the stage.
Was that iced tea one? Awful.
And I went, what's this? Has it come off like? Because Jack, the photographer, had this camera, and I thought something might have one of his lens or something. And then he picked it up. It was like wet, and I said, oh, that's a buzz ball. And it was quite a throw.
Yeah, they're a great shape, aren't they? Yeah,
it's a great missile.
Yeah,
but like, it from where the crowd are to the stage, it's a big old. He's tried to do him there. That wasn't like underarm.
Did he? Really? What did he say before pinged. It happened? Or was there like a build up to the throw, or was it just like?
No, he just. I didn't know whether he saw it or not because I wasn't going to tell him. Because I thought he probably wouldn't want to know that if it didn't happen.
No, I guess not.
You know, because I'm a big fan. I'm a big believer of that. You know. Don't let me know something that might upset me.
Mm. Okay.
You are burdened with that. If he hadn't seen that coming and he didn't know it happened because of all the lights and the smoke.
You think it's better not to tell him?
Yeah, because I don't think you want to know you've gone to a gig and someone's tried to knock you out.
Do you have like a line for that? Okay, actually, yeah, that is something I would want to know.
No, never.
Right. Literally nothing.
Anything.
Right. Nothing?
Nothing. Yeah. Just let me live in that ignorance.
If someone took a shot with a rifle. Took a shot with the rifle at your partner. You wouldn't go. Yeah. Oh, I should probably give her a heads up.
Yeah. You go. Yeah. Well, no.
Let
that's,
it be.
You've got your sign on your back.
That's
you know?
Different, though, isn't it?
Well, you said there's no line.
Well, maybe. Yeah,
maybe. That is a burden if someone's trying to kill you.
No, because it's not. It's me. So it's if my partner said to me.
Oh, so if somebody's trying to kill you,
shoot me. Don't tell me.
Oh, okay. Really.
Don't have lived to
well, maybe that's if crazy. It, if it's a threat to life, maybe then.
Like, she knows who it is. You could avoid this person.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't tell him though.
Don't tell him.
I think within reason. Your dad. You go. Yeah. Am I doing this? Will this? Is there any benefit to me telling this guy this happened?
Yeah.
I don't think there would be any benefit in saying that. So like,
you just had your eyes on that buzzball, didn't you?
Because I didn't see the show, so I'd be like, oh, suppose he had a great gig, and then I went, oh, this happened at it.
Oh, good.
Do you think you'd want like the story though?
Yeah, maybe.
It'd be nice for him to have a true story.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
No. I say it to his Don't face. I say, you know, you embellish all your stories. He says he finished fourth in the Southport New Comedian of the Year 2015. Yeah. He didn't.
What did he finish?
Even get to the.
Did you? No.
You beat me in the heat, didn't you? The Fox and Goose.
Damn.
Is that the name? Shitty pub in Southport.
Fox and Goose.
There was more acts than audience members.
Yeah, it was rough, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was rough, and I got through that night. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
This is not a way to go out.
Our mate on... Because we did a comedy degree, you know, we did it properly on that year. Hoping.
Max
hasn't graduated yet.
Not yet. just waiting. We've got a few more exams to do.
What would you say if they
said... Build it out that financial picture.
the banking thing...
That was a joke. Right, okay. I was never a banker. Right. I don't think I should be allowed near a bank, to be honest with you.
Right.
No.
I thought maybe he could have been.
Thank you.
He has a vibe.
Do you know his name on...
He has a vibe of someone that could have been in banking.
Yeah. His email, his middle bit is Goldman, and I thought he was like this... I thought he was this rich boy. He turned up at uni in a Ralph Lauren...
Lauren.
Ralph Lauren.
Is it Lauren?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Mm.
No way.
I don't know, you know. It's hard to stop Ralph saying.
Lauren. You said you wouldn't correct people about stuff about like the buzzball. No, you tell me straight away. No, I don't know. You've burdened me with that now.
Them?
No, now I know. I've been saying Ralph Lauren wrong.
I don't think I've ever heard Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, but I think it is. Maybe
Sam.
Man can find out.
Yeah, I'm sure Rachel in Friends calls it Ralph Lauren.
But isn't she like the ditzy?
That's American.
One?
That could be an Americanism.
Yeah, but you take financial advice from him, yeah.
I just thought he gave up something. He could have been in banking.
Yeah.
Again, like I say, all you guys to me are like clever YouTube millionaires. So
you got it wrong.
No. Because I don't understand. I would want to be one of you lot now.
Right.
Really? Okay.
You obviously got out early doors.
Yeah.
And that was like not fair, really, because you did the Stormzy thing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you understand what YouTube was?
Yeah.
So that was planned.
I didn't think it'd do that well, but our plan was to put out a sketch show, me, Tom, and our friend Ryan, and it was meant to be that was the big bit. And then we filmed that, and I said, "Oh, that's better than the sketch show." You know, we just got lucky, really.
And then you never look back.
Oh, I look back and go, "Why is that the best video we've done?" Mm. You know, why the one that we fluked is? Why can't we capture that again?
You saw that was where everything was going.
Very smart. But now...
Not like us, me and Jamie.
You've come on with a bit of a grudge, haven't you?
I have. No, because Jamie's on his way to being him now.
Well, yeah.
Oh, Jamie's getting out of it.
Yeah, he's moving
getting out
to
of
YouTube.
Jamie.
Take me with you, boy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You could open for his YouTube videos.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But I think people are... put a lot of weight in stand-up. So now it's like, when YouTubers get to a certain level, it's like, oh, you have to do stand-up. So if anything, being back in your place is is the way.
Have you got ideas?
Yeah.
Have you got ideas for a YouTube channel?
World your oyster.
Yeah, you could do it. You could launch it today.
Sorry. Could you say that to them too as well, please?
What?
you could launch a YouTube channel. Yeah. How many years have we been doing this? 13?
Mate, busy, mate.
Doing what?
Are you kidding? You think the fucking bucket runs itself?
Could do. Especially on the Muslim comedy night when you're just laughing at the names.
We start tonight, right?
What, the Muslim comedy night? I don't think we're the silly guys to run one.
Sometimes you just need an idea.
What's your YouTube channel?
We do it doesn't work, Muslim it doesn't work, but we've started.
Hello? Come in.
Gents. Hello, sorry to bother you. I'm just about to set my editor to test.
Okay.
It sounds like I'm next to Weatherspoons. Oh, we're doing a podcast.
Sorry. How long would the test be?
40 minutes.
40? That's
okay,
a long time.
Well, we can just be quiet then.
Yeah, we'll be quiet.
We'll just bring it down.
Right. Hush talking.
Yeah, I'm just about to start and then I'll
sorry about that.
Okay.
Sorry, mate.
Okay. We'll try to turn it down a bit.
Could we not even ask if we could maybe go and sit in?
Oh, goated idea.
No, but this is good actually because I don't like podcasts.
Right.
With a lot of laughter.
So you want us to sit in?
I'm tired.
You're just looking for an exit strategy, aren't you?
We could just eat. Obviously, he's going Weatherspoon, so now we need to sort of.
What's a classy joint?
I don't know what he makes of us as well. So yeah. It's like Weatherspoon. That's a bit.
That is mental, isn't it?
Dregs.
All bar one.
Yeah. It would be nice in all bar one.
But so we can't. Well, again, I don't know how loud we can be now.
I think that's Super Mix Grill.
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah.
Because we're still allowed to be in the room and existing, so we don't need to whisper.
Also,
wanted to ask him what it was about, and then we could go, well, do we really need to be that quiet for this?
Yeah.
What are you doing it about?
Yeah.
About?
To be fair, before, though, they were shouting at each other.
Yeah.
So this is probably some...
What I'd say to him is...
horrific thing.
You know, she probably left you for a good reason. You didn't need to start a business over it.
You can't make me laugh, because I laugh, like, quite loud, so...
We need some laughter. Laughter's always good for us.
See, now, basically, if someone was to come in with a gun now, the seat I would least like to be in is mine.
I don't know.
I think me and Max would be worse.
But you see, as you open the door, you see Ethan first.
Yeah,
and you think
shielded. You think I'll miss him.
Yeah.
You see, shoot yourself.
No one's going to miss him.
They come in, they see a couple of YouTube millionaires.
Yeah, it was only the fat poor comedian that got shocked up.
He never realised his dreams. He was just going to get out. Anyway. He was nearly out.
One day till retirement.
He's going to come back in.
He is.
Yeah, but we could just lock the door, couldn't we?
We could.
Could just lock the door.
Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the sea and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said,
let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee wee.
Yes, that was really
nice.
You
did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. The first time I met you was at the Frog and Bucket, and you
were
doing...
That's wild, by the way.
That it is weird. That's never happened before. Yeah. Frog and Bucket doing you stuff about the Kardashians. The next time I saw you was The Last Dance.
Don't talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Can we get a taste of this Kardashian bit that you were doing?
Why do you say taste of Kardashian?
Well, come on, who are we kidding?
It was... I stopped doing it.
Oh,
for fuck's
sake. Because I was called out.
Really?
Yeah, so... Because I was having a very thick man, you see, so I don't know what I can and can't say.
Okay.
So I just
you're
wait...
You're going to say the most racist thing. How are you spelling thick?
Yeah. I just wait for any pushback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I will crumble immediately. I have no backbone.
So you can't say that, Simon.
Or you say you can't say that because of this, and I go, I won't say that then.
Oh, wow.
And then if I feel like I'm in a gig that, you know...
They won't mind it.
Everyone's like, it's fine.
Witness Labour Club.
Yeah. Nice little bit of witness Labour Club.
Yeah,
they're all there. They can't go wrong there.
Can I even ask what the bit was, or is it just?
It was just about obviously Caitlyn Jenner transitioning, yep. And the Kardashians. Ooh. Again, way ahead of the time.
Yeah,
the Kardashians was ahead of its time. This is 2016, 2015.
Yeah. She hadn't even trashed us.
It was the
what was, that? What was that? I'm trying to be quiet. And this is
I'm
mental.
So sorry,
isn't it?
Sam. Yeah,
do I need a sip of water?
But then it was just I was a new open spot, and then two other comedians sort of came at me in the green room together.
Ooh.
And then I went, but the actual bit is actually fine. It's just they didn't like it, I don't think.
Got you.
And and one of them is very problematic.
Oh, really?
yeah, very.
Roy Chubby Brown?
like that, but another way.
The opposite of Roy Chubby Brown.
What was the bit? No. Oh, it's just about basically the Kardashians would do anything for fame. So okay. The premise would be that Caitlyn has transitioned for the ratings rather than one.
Right, okay. Got you.
That was it, really.
Not wrong with that.
No, it wasn't, but there maybe some turns of phrase, maybe. Right, okay. That might have been too welcomed.
And you had your finger through your zip as well, didn't you? As you
wah, wah.
I think that was the cheap bit. Get rid of that, mate. Get rid of the sound effect.
That was going
effect.
From me. That's
that
was good.
That would have been funny, though.
Clip that, guys.
Yeah. Garlic bread. And then, so when I saw you at the Last Dance, it was the bit I remember is we went somewhere afterwards and you'd sort of cornered a bloke that books the Jason Manford tour support.
Yes.
You weren't letting him out of your sight.
No.
Did you get the spots?
He's booked me a few times since.
That's good.
Nice.
He's booked me a few times since. So it does work.
Yeah.
If you are aggressive with people.
Like physically.
Physically, or just sort of there's a threat of violence, like with him then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
he
of course.
Came
look
with
at us
a threat
now.
Of violence, didn't
he? Yeah.
I'm doing this. Not like, should we? Why can't he move office? Look at the setup here. Let's go see what his setup is.
Do you reckon the lie detector test is like, instead of a machine, it's just a knife in his hand or something, you know?
We should have said, you know, I don't believe you.
That's such a power move.
Maybe we could edit
this is a sort of witty heckle comeback.
That's what I come up with on the M62. I don't believe you.
No, you're shit.
I don't believe you.
Just did a drive through.
Yeah, I didn't have the presence of mind.
We're doing a lie detector test. I don't believe you. Brilliant comeback to that, isn't it?
None of us thought of it though. You were the first to get there.
That's great stuff.
We're all too frightened.
I don't know how you lot are carrying on. That's messaging me.
Fear of God.
Ethan's locked the door. He can't get in. All he can do is press up against the glass.
Tiger came to see that.
We'll be fine.
What realistically, what can they do?
He is massive.
Why are you whispering that?
No, he's genuinely asking.
What are they going to do?
Guys, let's be real for a minute. What do I need to be worried about?
Because if he comes out, I can't. Hold me back, boys. Hold me back. Hold me back. I'm going to do something.
I go there now, actually. You let's carry on. I'm so funny.
Stood outside the door.
That is so funny.
I mean, this has been really quiet since. It's a really quiet podcast.
All of a sudden, I'm not asked.
Oh, that's great, that.
How does a Jason Manford show differ to a Jamie Hutchinson?
He just told not just can't say do a C word.
Yeah, that's
no
fair.
C words.
I hope he told the crowd as well.
Yes. But the thing is, though, I think Jason doesn't really care too much.
No, it shows in his work.
Not by that. He's sniping. Jason trusts the comedian to play the gig. To go, you'll be
so
fine.
So did you drop a few in then?
If you thought it would work for the gig.
Nice.
I mean, maybe not, maybe because one person might email, so I didn't do that.
I didn't
pretend to ejaculate once.
Very
good.
Good
for me.
Really?
You just did it for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to con these people. Caitlyn Jenner's last
he didn't even come.
No,
she must have been sad jacking it for the last time. Anyway, Jason Manford.
No, what was I saying?
Tons of buzz balls just flying at the stage.
Yeah, no, they're fine. Obviously, Jamie's gigs you can do.
Yeah,
anything
as
really.
What you like.
Mm. I guess Jason's more of a family friendly.
Yeah, that's true enough. Mm. Then you got, is it Kane Brown?
But I also, is another thing, I don't mind. If I'm given fair warning, I don't mind that. So if someone says, oh, by the way, if you want to do this, you can't do that, and that.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go, all right. But then don't go, oh, go and do it. Then I do it, and they go, oh, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Shocking that, yeah.
Mm. You know what I mean? I go, just let me know.
Give you the parameters and fair warning.
Mm. You got last minute if someone's saying, oh, by the way, this gig, blah, blah, blah.
Ideally, yeah, you wouldn't like it like 10 minutes before going, oh, by the way, this is what you can't say. Mm. Because I was asked about when I'm booking in a tour show. Tour. Going on tour. Thank
well
you.
Done, man. What dates?
I haven't announced it yet.
So
a tour is coming.
So this is exclusive.
And wow. Jason Manford's opening for you now.
No.
These clips go viral. after Max Whisper clip.
That was so funny, that. That was so funny.
We planned that. This whole thing's been a bit, man.
What are they going to do?
Working on that for months.
But like when I was, they went, oh, any warnings for it? And I don't know what they are. So I just emailed back and said, we'll just go with all of them for now. And then as the show comes on, we'll whittle them away if we need to.
That's good, yeah.
So I said, put all the warnings in there.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide towards the end.
Are you seeing it as a challenge to sort of hit everyone?
No, because again, like I say, thick man, don't understand what would be for what.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I do, obviously, but, you know, I don't like saying, like, you know, certain, I'm terrified, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You're not terrified. You're actually quite...
It's because
ballsy. You operate on like a level of like almost like you're uncancellable.
But if you do that, then hopefully people just leave you to it and they go, "Oh, he's clearly not bothered," and they're behind closed doors and panicking over every said,
yeah.
And I go, "Ethan, cut the bit where I do my Layla impression from Tracy Beaker."
It is a goaded impression.
It is good though.
It's
not my fault. Spot on with it. Can't all do Andy Murray and Louis Theroux. Do you have a name for the tour?
No, not yet. But I've got an idea of it, but I'm not going to announce that yet because it'll probably change.
Yeah.
Got any ideas for me?
What's it about?
It's got to be something to do with it.
Really? It's going to be an hour.
Right. Oh, just an hour, okay.
Thick mental.
Around an hour.
Most tour shows are an hour, aren't they?
50, 45 to 50 now, I think.
It's getting less now.
If it's a bad crowd, half an hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah. But I don't really know, as long as they can get the train home.
Yeah, that's nice. Maybe that should be in the title of the show.
What are the warnings?
I don't know. But,
60 minutes max. But,
oh, hello.
Good old friend.
Ladies. Yeah.
60 minutes of whispering comedy.
Worst 60 minutes of my life.
Well, yeah, you're not invited, mate. Me and the ladies are on you then.
No one's invited. That's why the tickets haven't sold. It's all for me.
You're not invited to my tour.
Realistically, what are you going to do?
10 minutes before the show. No, you can't come actually, please.
Guys, come on.
Bring a few friends.
Tickets are 50p.
Anyone? Still trying to make... That's the banker in you.
Yeah.
Still trying to make a few...
To the bucket of change outside.
Change for a five with 50p. Fucking hell.
You invite your friends with that.
My career, was it?
Well,
I want to ask you about...
Oh, you're boring you.
Is obviously the Clip League... Which has taken over Instagram.
Yeah.
You started the clip. Wait, how many months ago did you start the clip thing?
It's been like a year. It's stopping now. Come on,
Well, you're coming up to the end of the season.
Should we go back to the change bit?
for listeners and viewers, Simon's Clip League was you set different following. So a different following title would be a different place in the table. And 100k was top of the league. And with a game to go, you're sat 16. So you can't be relegated.
No, well, I could. They could all unfollow and then it goes to shit. Which, again, would be funny, wouldn't it? But, you know, this is the, you know, we're all trying.
This is it.
Simon tries.
That's it, yes. Or some tries as equals, yes. What's a reasonable position we could finish on? I'm saying we now. But what could you get to in the next week?
It's all on you, basically. Right.
Please follow
up. You haven't supported me as much as I think you should have.
No, that's fair.
I mean, understand that, but again, like I say, you're a nasty man, therefore you're not gonna help.
Do you wanna share much, from me?
What's in it for him?
Well, yeah. I would like you to support me more frequently, yes. Mm. And I do feel as though you are like you'll only fuck with me if you feel like, you know, you could get something.
But I think you compare me to David Walliams and put it on your story.
Did I?
There is some crossover.
I'm pretty sure. We had a conversation on the messages about me being the next David Walliams.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's just me trying to get clout, isn't it? I'm trying to chase clout. Yeah.
Did it work? David Walliams loves him now.
He went down to the actually, you got Matt Lucas following you.
Have you?
And James Gordon.
I want to know what Looney said.
Oh, I just said, did it work?
Oh, did it work? No. Looney.
That's right, Looney, man.
Obviously, you should support me more if you want. If you want, you don't have to.
Guys, please follow Simon's comedy page on Instagram. It's Simon Wozniak Comedy, is that right?
Yeah. How many people do you think would follow off this?
Maybe 1,000. We could get 1,000 people over. And that'd be great. Let's try and get him to the 15th in the league.
So who's below you in the league, do you know?
No one.
It's just you.
With personal targets for each position.
Okay. Yeah.
Ideally, there would be 19 other comedians willing to participate.
They're not willing, though, are they? Because it's graft week in, week out. Maybe Josh Pugh would do it, because he does do it.
But no, but
he didn't have the foresight to do, you know, a league table.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Stupid foresight.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not nice to speak about people's online stuff. Because like a friend, like Rob Thomas, who I did a podcast with, yeah. said, you know, what happens
Doesn't
online?
Doesn't he sneer?
Yeah, he's awful. So he goes, what happens online stays online. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, he's a big believer in that, maybe, like, is
you know, morals.
I don't think it's meant like that. I think it means it's there forever. Not like what happens in Vegas.
No, but like when we meet up in real life.
Right, okay.
Oh, you don't comment on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so nice. You know,
what happens online stays online, but when we meet up in the real.
Do you talk about it online, though?
Oh,
do you sort of
forget
message?
The real, we're in the real.
Oh, that's good stuff, yeah, it's man.
What's that? Forget the real, we're in the real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk.
Yeah. Do you do merch?
No, we don't.
No.
That'd be a great
on
a hat.
Would you do that on tour?
No, I won't do any merch.
You're selling your own clothes. We didn't arrive in time. Who wants a shoe?
Just side in a sock. Come on, guys.
This jacket for sale. Oh. Shouldn't have been.
Boy, last week sold it for less than a pound. Cold on the drive home.
Jess's wallet. Yeah.
Is that wallet for sale?
I guess it is.
Would you rather buy merch or buy an actual item of clothing off you?
Take it off your back.
He brings his own clothes. And
yeah, I'd like
it's
to
not
do
merch,
that.
But this I've wore this.
Especially if it comes out of like a big supermarket bag.
But would you? Ooh, I mean, if
mystery bags of just your possessions and stuff.
Yeah that's not bad.
Party bags at the store. Yeah,
party bags.
No,
yeah.
No, but I think if you were watching someone like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want his mitt. You'd want, could I get one of his hats he's had?
Hats are going to be so expensive.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
the
yeah.
joy of merch but is that it's like 20 quid.
He only wears Calvin Klein's once and then bins them, so he could be selling
them.
He bins
them?
Yeah.
Him. He's giving them to charity.
This is it, mate.
Come on, mate, if you're watching. Fucking, yeah.
Old Charity Smith.
Love my charity, man.
Have you lot got something signed about what happens if the podcast ends?
If it ends, it ends.
Probably
ended when the views just keep dropping off. That's what happened last time. Oh, no, Tom went travelling. Ryan, our friend, he went off to do theatre and education. It's not funny, is it? So it was just me and Max. We didn't have Ethan at the time.
And our chat couldn't sustain a podcast.
Not at all.
Not really.
You post a lot of, like, with a lot of the clips, it's really funny bits. Is that not, do you not go, where it's sort of like, I'm giving it away so I can't do it live, or do you go, I'm still going to do it live? Because some people don't worry about, like, Jamie won't do a special because he's like,
because he doesn't think the show's any good.
Could be that. Also because he gets naked.
The bit where I go, I'm going to be good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm not doing that now. Because sometimes I did it the other night and some people, it was a bit, like, I felt like some people knew it. and it just I'll probably do it again. Yeah.
Knew it and were like, oh, this well, is the bit.
They continue leaning together. Yeah, but then sometimes that just throws me a bit. Right.
Mm.
But maybe when I do it again, I'll be a bit. Now I've done it to people who know what it's like. Maybe I'll be able to do it differently a bit.
Oh, that's fun.
There you go.
It's going to be shit tonight. It's fucking miserable.
But no, I'll just use it again.
Yeah.
I think there's a critical thing where you go, well, I don't know. People go, oh, I've seen that on the thing, the phone.
Yeah.
I'll go and watch it live.
True. Yeah.
But I also don't really care.
What's online stays online, mate.
Yeah, but I also, exactly. So I don't really care either way now.
Mm.
Simon, we have a great segment on the podcast called Lock the Week, because our friend Ryan Lock, he wants to do a 5-minute spot with Alex Boardman.
This is shocking.
So this is where we have
fun. Do any of your listeners know Alex Boardman?
No.
They should do.
The first answer is 19 weeks. Ooh. What's the question?
At what age should Ethan stop growing?
How long on average do I take to return a phone call?
Yeah. Goated.
Nice and easy one there.
And then...
Oh, no. Ethan's been with us for about 70 weeks now. How many of those weeks has he been happy?
Oh, overestimated there.
Yeah, I think so.
Tom
has
the same BMI as what age group?
All right.
That's good. It's good.
Okay.
I put the time, the it's just horrible.
I'm already laughing.
Yeah. Is the time it takes the average Giacomo shopper to do a 5K.
I'm not happy about that at all. Yeah. I'm stopped laughing. That. I'm on a way journey. That.
You don't shop at Giacomo. You don't shop.
What?
yeah. What's the 18th sequel to the Bare Naked Ladies song 1 Week called?
Fucking
The correct answer is
how long has that song been at number one, is it?
Rain Me In by Sam Fender and Olivia Dean. That's the new 73-year-old record they've broken.
Yeah. Really proud of you, man.
Non-consecutive though, so it doesn't really
matter. I hadn't heard the song when I clicked on it. I was like, fucking hell.
It's been 1 week.
Played in your bar. Next answer. What's the question? 81-year-old lesbian.
What were the results of Max's biological age calculation?
But it still freaks me out when I realise Tom isn't one of these.
I hadn't one of those yet. Who's our guest on the podcast this week?
That's mental, bro.
Who's Ethan been paired with for his white collar boxing bout?
Who's Ethan bringing to the Frog and Bucket this week?
Who was Max's first kiss with?
Who's rivaling Max for Stairmaster supremacy?
Who gets more pussy than me?
Yeah.
What Stephen tries his dad left his mum for.
Yeah.
Nice hack mum stuff, really.
No, that's fair. I don't think he has game to get an 81-year-old lesbian. Yeah. That takes some converting.
I've never met him.
Take my word.
I can't judge
him. The guy's got no riz. I wouldn't fuck him.
What was the answer, Stephen?
Oh, good question. An 81-year-old lesbian went viral for her technique at a pie eating competition.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the technique?
Yeah. Oh, calm down, Tom. And so,
what kind of pie?
What kind of pie?
The next answer is Jeremy Kyle and Harry Redknapp.
Who became Ethan's male role models after his dad gave up on him?
Oh, that's horrible.
ITV have snubbed Stephen's sitcom in favour of a home cooking show starring who?
They didn't get back to me.
Who does Max think played up top for Portsmouth when they won the FA Cup?
Has he done that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we can laugh away.
We can laugh now.
Say it again, Tom. And we'll laugh at full volume.
Fuck, that's good.
He's probably just happy with that joke.
Jeremy Kyle and Harry Redknapp discussed Bournemouth immigration on Talk TV. They say the town has changed.
Wow. Is that the same interview that Harry Redknapp said he couldn't read or write or couldn't write or something?
I don't know.
He's just gone on the interview about the migrants, hasn't he, at the minute?
Yeah.
Loves it, didn't he? He
didn't mind them when he managed Portsmouth. I'm telling you that.
Cheers for that, by the way, Harry, if you're watching.
Great segment. Great segment, as always.
That's good, I enjoyed that.
So, you know, if you don't try harder, we'll be taking your spots.
I know. Oh, no.
If you need some openers on tour and closers, we have another segment.
Yeah.
It's called You Laugh, You Lose. This week it's Tom. So we cannot laugh at this because we've got a live show on the weekend, and whoever loses this is doing it live on Saturday. Because if you laugh, that means we have to spin the wheel.
Okay.
But Ethan's on the wheel as well.
No.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
No, so where's the live show?
Saturday.
No.
Where? Yeah, you'll be on. You're on the wheel. Right. Maybe have a word with Simon.
Simon, I'll give you money, not a laugh, honestly, man.
All right, okay.
I'll give you 20 quid, is that all right?
Yeah, I'll give you 20 quid as well if you don't
know. All right, then.
Well, I think this is worth a bit of a chuckle when you see how my day went. Because obviously I got a new cat this week, little kitten. Do you like cats, Simon?
Not really, no.
No, you don't like cats? That's great. Well, anyway, she's tiny. She's gone. I'll show you a picture. Here's Bree. There she goes. My legs there. That's little Brie. She's beautiful. You know, first week of having her, I thought, you know, make it one to remember. You've really got to savour it when they're young, you know. So I had a big day planned. This was the first night, actually. We had a lot going on in the day, but we did manage to get out that night and celebrate. And whatnot. That was a sexy fish, her choice. We got home and then we had a big day planned the next day. Did not start well. Mm-hmm. Did not start well. We went to the park to begin with. The fucking Muggins here gets himself stuck up a tree. Had to call fire brigade, obviously. It took a while to get down. Set us back a little. But we cracked on. Went to Wales, actually. Went scuba diving. There we are. Me and little Puss. That's lovely, isn't it? So this is where the day takes a bit of a turn. Obviously on a bit of a high from our scuba diving exploits. I'll let her drive. On the way back, right. I let her drive.
Yeah.
A bit stupid on the road, get pulled over. Right. Obviously, she didn't have a license or insurance because she's a cat. Tried to charm her way out of it, didn't really work, they ended up in jail.
Not great
at all. Luckily, she did have a phone call though, and our uncle managed to come and bust us out, which was good.
Yep,
that was
nice.
Very good. Yep. But yeah, we started time to make dinner, actually, in fact. Mm-hmm. Popped round to Ethan's, but it was a bit of a shame. I feel like we'd probably introduce them a bit too soon, because when we got round, he just spent the whole evening just in the corner, hidden in his cage. He was petrified, poor thing.
How was that?
Yeah, it was awful. We did come round to yours, Simon. But obviously, we've been so delayed. It was so late by the time we got
there. Right.
You'd fallen asleep.
Okay.
Chucky and the Vinto and fallen asleep. To the Wizard of Oz.
Good film.
Yeah. So that was the night. I was actually a bit worried about Ethan, leaving him like that. So I did pop back the next morning. Good job we went.
Can we cry on this pot?
Wouldn't be out of the question.
I think the poor bugger had been in his cage all night. He'd stripped down to his Newcastle shirt and done a little poo in the cage.
Poor boy.
Yeah, poor boy.
It's the last thing you want.
There you go. Look forward to Saturday. That's fun.
40 quid.
Yeah, that's good, that. I enjoyed that. That was good. I enjoyed seeing my little cameo on it.
Yeah. That threw me.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Simon.
No, I appreciate that. I thought it looked well.
Before AI got really advanced, Tom was trying to get an image of our friend Cameron watching a woman breastfeed. Yep. And the image that came back was so uncanny to Max. And I couldn't believe it. How did you get this amazing picture of...
I don't believe Cameron was involved whatsoever, because it looks similar, sure.
Look at that.
Let me see again.
That's it.
I'm not happy with that. Yeah, and we're going to be selling that as merch Saturday.
That was AI.
Yeah.
Wait.
Well, this was like before it was good.
Just we're still on the same kind of AI segment that I was doing. I guess we've got to spin the wheel.
No, that was funny, the laptop thing. I enjoyed that.
Why did your podcast end? What happened?
Just wasn't viable. Wasn't successful enough.
Playing football with a guy who was a big listener, and he said you just couldn't be asked anymore.
You used to with a big listener?
Yeah, yeah, big
used
fan.
To play football with
him. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just, it just wasn't, it's just not for me, really. Yeah. It was hard work.
But, you know, you've been on here and it seems effortless and we've had a good laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I think we come away going, oh, I'd love to have Simon on again. It's not like...
I imagine you'll have me on.
As long as there's a fee involved.
Yeah. You know what would be weird is if there was another lie detector and he was here as well. that'd
what
be
if
awesome.
I left and went across there?
Was that good? Yeah.
You can fucking hear you, mate. Yeah. Sounded like you're in Wetherspoons.
So I ended just because I just didn't want to speak much anymore. I don't mind. This is nice. I enjoyed this. I'll come and do this a lot more.
Oh, that's
I'll do this once a week.
Put some dates in for me.
Oh,
I'll
we
come
will.
Back later on, yeah.
We'll put some
he's
dates
cornering
in.
You. This is technique, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It's a weird
he
cornering.
He won't.
Of course I will.
Of course we will.
Right, I'll come back on then. I'll come on next month.
That's very good of you. Yeah. We never normally get a book in that soon.
Thank you.
So things are okay.
You've been out in the car park for 5 hours. Yeah.
You can put those two couches together, couldn't you? Yeah, I'll do all right.
So I'm on again. I get a key, do I?
That's funny.
In terms of stand-up, you've gone calling yourself a thick man, a stupid man. But I remember seeing a clip where Adam Rowe was being asked about the hardest. Oh no, he's asked about like his favourite Liverpool comedians, and he described you as the hardest act to follow. So surely there's some great work that you do, and you're playing it down.
It's just not funny though, is it?
If you come out and went
to say you're
great.
Good.
Yeah, but you must be good though if people are going, oh, he's a really hard act to follow.
He bums everyone out.
He's not about going to the toilets.
That's more personal coming from him. No, but the but I just don't think there's no, because I think you go with stand up, it can be shit. It is shit.
Yeah.
So nobody is universally gone, they're great.
What about Kevin Bridges? I feel like
I'd argue
goes.
That he is great, but there'll be somebody that will go, he's shitting.
Like a Rangers fan, though.
Probably, yeah.
I guess that's the same with everything, though.
That's what
you
I mean.
Can't
always
jump up to this crazy
great,
standard.
Yeah, but somebody.
But
will
if
think
the general
you're
consensus
shit.
Is, oh, he's great, or she's great.
Yeah.
Oh, love that.
Thank you.
They're great.
They're all.
Yes. They're great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, try and one up them.
I think that's it.
Feels like you're patronising. It's great.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And,
Do you know when you speak about
very good comedian, very good stand-up comedian.
But has it ever gone badly? has it ever been a nightmare show?
Well, you saw what happened at the Last Dance.
I don't remember it being bad for you.
I got hammered. I don't remember that, and it was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
To be fair, that sounds less like the stand-up's an issue and more just...
Yeah, but I went on stage and I tried to do this, like, Andrew Dice Clay thing, and it was...
Tried to do what?
Oh. Who's Andrew Dice Clay?
Oh, like an American, old-school American comedian, and it was...
Clips from him. He's like, he comes on, he's like, hickory dickory dock. Some chick was sucking my cock. The clock struck 12.
That rings a bell now. Oh.
This is why I don't talk.
That's so funny.
Just remembered it.
That's brilliant.
This is why I don't talk.
You were like Danny Zuko from
Call us up. Oh, you must remember something from that.
I don't remember anything from that. I was so pissed.
They film a lot of that.
It was probably for the best. No, Jamie
in fucking silence.
Yeah, that was another low point.
That's crazy. That's come flooding back to me.
Yeah, I've got loads of low points.
What about a gig where you've been booked to do something, and I put the example of my thing was like Witness Conservative Club, something like that, where you go, oh fuck it, what am I gonna do here? You have to name the place, but worst condition for
where
a gig.
That routine when I said about being brilliant came from was in Grappinall ex-serviceman school. Because I was going on, I was like, I've been doing this 10 years, and I'm going to have a bad gig now. Because I looked at the room and went, I don't have this. I was like, I don't have this. So I thought, well, just go out there and just say you think you're going to do really well.
Colour up.
Hickory dickory.
Say you're going to do really well. And then, obviously, when it doesn't go well, that's then funny, I think.
Yeah.
So you go, well, shit, that one. And so, like, so I just think I'm sort of numb to dying. Is just like you've got to either go, am I going to keep doing this? and am I going to let it affect me? Or
to learn all that at Grapnel.
You can't live your life being like, if you've got to do it four nights a week,
yeah.
You can't live your life going, oh no, I can't, I'm going to struggle.
I've got to make it, yeah.
You've got to go, oh, this is just going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah. This is just work.
Glasgow died, obviously, 2019 was the first big death. That was from 30 seconds to 20 minutes was nothing.
I mean, you did 20 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Have you been Andrew Dice Clay before? Like, because obviously that surely didn't just like, oh, I'm going to do this. Like,
no,
you must have practiced that.
I thought it was a gong show, and I thought, I'm not going out with my material.
Right, okay.
Yeah. If I get gonged with my material, that would be
heartbreaking.
So I'll go, no, I'll go out there.
I was going for somebody else's material.
I'll go in there and just do this something stupid, and then when I get gonged, I can be like, right, okay, but I can't go up there and try and do well. Mm.
If it helps, the people around me were sort of giddy with laughter.
Some people would have enjoyed it because they go, what the fuck? Because I'd enjoy watching it.
It's like the comedian type of thing. That's what you did.
I wish I didn't do it. but I did it. But this is what life is, isn't it?
Yeah, you learn.
You can't change the past.
No.
It's only you could, eh?
You can only change the future, you know? Try and get up some more podcast gigs and...
Yeah.
Just...
What's like the dream gig then? The opposite of the Grappenhall ex-serviceman club?
That was the dream gig.
Not to say... No, because obviously that's one of my employers, that gig, so I will be there again. I'll be there for the fourth, fifth time, and I'll go, let's go again.
In the comments of this video, he won't be.
Yeah. No, we're dream... I do nice gig. We did be Chester Story House, me and Jamie, the other day. That was nice.
Lovely.
Nice theatres are nice to play.
For the Clip League, every week there's a clip, and then there's also a sort of post-match breakdown of how it performed. There's one where you did it in the style of Kevin Keegan.
Yes, I did Kevin Keegan. I channeled my Kevin. R.I.P.
And that was
he's dead.
Oh, what? I remember watching that one. There was one where you were speaking about, you see the blue ticks and they're not sharing it, but they're liking it.
I called them out.
Yeah. Some of those are incredible.
Thank you.
So anyone watching...
The stats say different.
I'm
a firm believer of the numbers not lying.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leans into the comedian, doesn't it? You know, underappreciated. Yeah.
You're the blue ticks, blue tick.
Yeah. Well, Van Gogh died poor and unknown.
Yeah. So true.
Cut your ear off and grab and all. Can't hear your echo now.
I'm trying to think where I died, because I've got a spreadsheet of the gigs, haven't I?
Do you?
Yeah, every gig I've ever done.
Wow.
So you can give me a date in from July 2014.
Do you have access to it?
I do, yeah. So from July 2014 to now, if you give me a date, I'll tell you exactly where I was.
July 2014 to now?
Yeah.
Oh, should we pick?
Should go early.
Gonna do month, day, year.
I think. Well, if we go later, then we're gonna get some more gigs, probably.
Well, you could just say it, and I'll give you the closest one. So if we don't know what,
let's go. I'll go 2017. You pick a month, and you pick a day.
January.
Ooh, you know I'm saying the fourth.
The closest one is the fifth.
Wow, that's good.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay,
so we got the 5th of Jan, 2017.
Ooh,
you might have heard them actually. The night pros and cons. It was a poet night and all that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a wild gig.
So you're in a restaurant, doing it?
We were in the back room of a bar.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Been curtained off poorly, so there's a lot of sound.
It's not like a Weatherspoon next door.
The comment was went okay. Not great. But not absolute death considering the gig.
That's brilliant.
This is why I don't want to do stand-up again.
Yeah, yeah. Should we go earlier than that, I think? Because the earlier ones are the ones when it was really rough.
Should we go
14,
December 2014. Mm. So been doing it for a few months now. Yeah.
Right.
December 2014. Go, yeah. I'm going the last gig before Christmas.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that was...
See what kind of Christmas he had.
27th of November 2014.
Okay.
Pros and cons.
Went okay.
Smashed it. My favourite gig to do.
I can tell I'm going to lag performing here.
Dreamy setup.
Kurt was a great touch.
This was in red on the spreadsheet as well.
Oh, no.
So this was a death. But, okay, so the other one was... I think that was Amber. The comment here was
traffic lights.
Okay, forgot act, but not as disastrous as could have been.
I'll be back in 3 years. I'll show you.
That was November.
Save me a space on that stage, baby.
The day they didn't laugh at Simon Busby.
Oh, show them a pro. Oh,
God. This fucking stupid, isn't it?
Stewing for the next 3 years.
Nothing on the spreadsheet.
Can you search pros and cons?
I also think, I can tell you how many I can't get on this, but right. there's a lot of pros
That's
and cons
so
the
funny.
First day on the doors. But like, this is what comedians need to know.
Yeah, this is true.
Honestly, I think that's
they
really
cool. They need to know the brutal reality that you go, it's going to be 3-4 years in that same...
Does anybody else do that, or is that
no.
just...
It's like it's undiagnosed.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
It was more just it was the diary, where you're booking your gigs in. But then I think, actually the reason why I did it was also to keep a track on how much it was going to cost me,
right?
To go if I'm travelling to Darwin via public transport and it's costing me £60-70 to do note, and I'm doing that past
so
a certain point.
I guess pros and cons is in Liverpool, so it's...
So that one was okay, but you're like, how much are you... This is costing you now.
Yeah.
Where some comedians just keep going, whereas I was very like, you can't just keep going.
No.
You have to know when to go, that's enough's enough now.
So I was trying to cherry pick my gigs without having anything to back it up.
Did you ever do a rough gig?
You were gigging for a bit,
We did some rough open mic nights where it's like a music act and then... comedy and music.
There'll be a guy with a didgeridoo that comes on and then you're like, how do I follow that?
So you gigged a bit then?
No, I went to watch him.
So you didn't do the course?
I did the course,
Tom did the course, but you didn't do stand-up.
I've not done stand-up, no.
And you do gig?
Not really.
You did like I did 10? Maybe more?
I wouldn't say 10.
Well, Gargamel counts, his character, his storytelling.
Gargamel,
he did
brilliant.
A storytelling character.
Stories to tell, but we never heard them.
The mic never worked.
He's taken them to his grave.
There was a thing at uni for like a student election.
And packed like, out SU, by the way.
Oh, it was. It was 100,
and it was being live streamed.
I've recently done it. I've died in SUs.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Tough ground, man.
It must be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Recent though, I'm not talking like
which campus?
Have you got it? Have you got the?
I can't read that one. That's too.
go on.
No, it's good. I'll have a look. No, good. That's too raw. That's too raw.
It's just a voice message.
That's
stupid idiots. You don't know what you could have seen.
Just says, might end it tonight.
where was that one?
Let us know what you put. We can lock in your next date on the podcast.
No, you're not reading that. That's probably too raw. That one. Let me see.
Really?
What I put.
Could you tell us where it was?
It was in. It must have been Salford, I think.
That's where we went.
Yeah.
Oh,
go where we are. A tough crowd, aren't we?
You may have gigged on Gargamel's grave.
Wolves and Liverpool were cursed. On. And the TVs were still on, and there was like.
What?
Six people
They've
gathered.
Not learned then?
No.
Six people gathered in front of this stage.
Oh, that's
no
horrible.
Lights.
That's pathetic.
It was just
they have
bad.
They had a comedy course there. You'd think they'd know
how to
set up a comedy.
Yeah. Well, bless the lad who was booking it. I was like,
yeah.
I think he just used it to try and get some comedians to come down. He could sort of get in.
Chat. Yeah, right. Schmooze.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Simon, since you're the guest, we'll start with you. Could you reveal your answer, please?
Healthcare.
Nice. Fruit and veg.
Tap water.
Rolf Harris.
Okay. And the question today is, name something that should be free.
Oh, Max.
First question, why?
He's close to death.
Is he not dead?
Is he not dead?
He's dead.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
He is dead.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I think he is.
He's dead.
Well,
is he?
Yeah.
That's a shock to me.
But you think obviously he should have been
free. Wait, he was also a paedophile.
What?
Take the poster
that's
down.
That's mental, prov. Rolf Harris.
You like to call him Ruffle Harris. Why is that?
Have a guess, mate. Have a fucking guess. Fruit and veg in this
Never
economy.
Heard of it.
Yes, I have, mate. I've got grapes in my bag.
What did you put?
Tap water.
I put tap water.
Isn't it free?
No, I mean like in the house.
Oh. Yeah.
What do you mean in the house? Who's charging you in your house for tap water?
Well, yeah. You pay for it, don't you?
Lucy, can I have some tap water? Fucking 20 quid, mate.
Water bills are a thing.
Yeah, water bills.
You're kidding.
Mate.
Great new character.
How so?
Get out. <Yeah. laughs>
I'll take your sign with you.
And maybe put a hat on when you come back, you fucking idiot. Sorry, Simon. I never do this. I never. Get out quicker as well, please. Just a bit quicker. I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
You got room for one more?
Oh, not really.
Sorry, we're just doing a podcast with Simon Wozniak after him. So we're doing a podcast with Simon Wozniak.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
And then after him, we have the new mayor of Manchester, Bev Craig.
Who?
Who's this?
I don't know.
Bev Craig.
Bev Craig, the new mayor of Manchester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're doing a podcast with her after Simon. Yeah.
Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? Bevy Craig.
Oh.
Yeah, you've asked for the mayor of Manchester and you've bloody got him.
I've had a mayor in Manchester.
Go on.
This.
We're not really in Manchester, are we?
Do you think having a lisp means you sound drunk?
Have you ever been drunk, you? Are you okay?
Leave his beers alone.
Sorry.
It's fucking mental to just start touching someone's property.
Oh, is this not a gift?
Sorry.
No.
I thought you brought this in for us.
We actually have a guest here.
Yeah, mate.
You can offer him a beer.
Great comedian, Simon Wozniak.
I'm fine. Fine,
it's one of my policies.
Right. You have policies?
A mayor of Manchester.
No, that's Bev Craig. You're Bevy Craig.
Bevy Craig, mayor of Manchester.
There's a big difference there, isn't there?
Is there a big difference? I don't think so.
I think there is.
I don't think so. When she's busy, I take control.
She's got smaller breasts.
Sorry? Did you hear what he said? I didn't hear what he said. Can you repeat that?
Mr. Craig, I don't think you want to know. I don't think you want to know.
No.
Really, was it that bad?
She has smaller breasts.
Yeah.
What?
She's
smaller
just working
breasts.
Working a lot.
Oh, small rests.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I thought you said small
rests. You seem like a guy who takes big rests.
I don't even fuck you. Well, I guess so. I like my luxury. I like my pleasure.
I can tell from your lovely cans.
Yeah. Do you know what? It was only £4.2 from Tesco.
I'll tell you what, you've sobered up. You've sobered up
I'm
nice
fucking
and
fucking mental,
you seem
bro.
A bit drunk when you came in, but you've sobered right up.
All
right.
I'm fucking quick to judge, aren't you?
Craig, have you ever seen Simon's work?
Simon, what are you about, mate?
I'm stand-up comedian.
No, then.
Sorry, you expect me to have my pulse on the finger of comedy?
I was just asking if you did.
Well, I don't, okay? I'm a busy man. I'm capping the buses and stuff.
Right. Your cap's on the bus?
No, it's on my head, isn't it? You
oh, no need for that.
I do capping of the prices on the buses.
I don't think you do.
Yes, and?
Sorry about him, Simon.
Yeah, no, it's
probably
okay.
Do our best
don't apologise for me. I'll do it myself.
Ignore the smell as well.
Ignore the mayor of Manchester.
Have you got any more questions for Simon?
Yeah.
I might answer some of these.
Yeah. Have you ever been close to quitting stand-up?
Me?
Yeah.
I've never even started, mate.
I can tell.
Do you? I can tell.
No, like you never stood up is what I'm getting at.
I've stood up a few times in my life.
You struggled coming in.
Okay, yes, I've got my buggy outside. There was no way to come in, was there? There's wires all over the place.
Craig, do you...
Bevy Craig.
Manchester, Bevy Craig, do you have any policies that you're really keen on apart from capping the buses? Is there anything
else? What's wrong with capping the buses?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
Capping the buses
else?
And drinking light beer.
£4.2 from Tesco, mate. It's got lemon in. Only a five a day, I guess.
3%.
It's only 4. Oh, I'm sorry, we don't all have the luxury of serving the finest beer that the Frank's fucking cat's bucket.
It's a lot
there.
Of volume, isn't it?
Okay. I've got a big belly, mate. I can fill it with beer.
A lot of volume from him as well.
Yeah. You hear what he said?
I did, yeah.
He's having a go at you and your fucking shit chat, mate. I do capping of the buses. Is that
you're the captain of the bus.
I could be.
Take the bus driver.
I take the bus every day.
I don't think Bevy Craig's a great name for a bus driver.
I don't drive the fucking bus.
Oh, see, the captain.
I stand by the drive and I say, charge him less.
They must have a fucking horrible day.
Well, yeah, of course they do. They're talking to the public. Fucking nubbeds like this.
Do you think hating the public's good for being the mayor of Manchester?
I think it helps.
Ever been kicked off a bus?
Does it? I'm mayor, aren't I? Have I been kicked off bus? Of course I have.
Simon, do you have any dreams about a bit like Rose Parks?
being kicked off bus. She wasn't kicked off, was she?
I don't think she stayed on.
Did she not stay on?
I don't think so.
Bloody hell. Did you get an Uber?
So Simon, if you were mayor of Manchester, do you have any policies, you know, things you want to change in the world?
Nothing political, I'd probably say.
It doesn't have to be that.
Doesn't have to be political.
Immigration probably needs
immigration.
To be looked at. Needs to be looked at, probably.
You said nothing political then, gone straight very hottest topics, I'd say.
What would you change about it?
Bevy.
Let Simon answer. Let Simon Wozniak.
I don't know. No.
We're actually fully booked next month. And
No room for Bevy Craig.
What's your view on immigration at the minute?
Bring them in, especially if they're talented and could play for Liverpool, please.
Right.
Quick,
and if they're not,
dynamic, fast turning.
Right. And if they're not?
If they turn like a bus.
Play for Everton instead. Right.
So you're open borders?
Open borders if they can play for Everton. As long as they like me, if they're a subscriber, come on in. If not.
Where do you live?
Bevy, you see me get to say something.
I live in not even Greater Manchester, Stockport. So yeah.
I wouldn't even touch that with a shitty stick, mate.
It smells like you got it on you.
What?
It smells like you
I
got
carry it
on
around
you.
With me, yeah.
It's good to
for
have
protective
it, you know?
Reasons.
So,
we go back to me, are we?
Craig, okay. When does your time in ruling Manchester end?
Whenever Bev decides to get back to fucking work, mate.
And what would you like to have accomplished by
capping the buses?
Right,
I've mentioned that.
You're going to down a beer or do you just want to leave?
I'd rather just leave and pretend it's never happened.
You can stay. You can stay if you want, if you're enjoying sitting down.
Do you know what? I'll leave it in Sam Wozniak's hands.
Sam Wozniak.
What would you like?
I'd like him to down one, yeah.
Oh,
please.
Go on. Oh, fucking hell, Craig.
It's basically a soft drink.
Yeah, it looks like a lovely lemon Fanta there.
Cheers, mate.
I didn't think you were going to do it.
Well, if Sam Wozniak fucking asked me,
like,
I'd do it, mate.
I thought you were going to, like,
it's very, very easy for the mayor of Manchester to be peer pressured.
Only by him. Oh, I've got really respect for him.
I thought you were going to glug it.
Could you ask him to leave?
I thought I was going to. Yeah, fucking please, put me on my fucking misery.
Have you got any questions for Bevy, Simon, while he's here?
Just
let me go.
Have you been on this pod before?
I've never done a pod before.
Right.
I don't do a lot of talking, you see.
You made yourself very much at home and you haven't shut the fuck up.
Right. No. Person who speaks to the bus driver all day doesn't do any talking.
Carrying a shitty stick.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
There's no way you got elected mayor of Manchester off your looks and not
I wasn't elected.
All right.
Basically, Bev just, you know, she was like, mate, I'm fucking done with this
shit. She didn't say any of this, did
she? It's been a week.
I don't know her that well, do I?
But she entrusted you of all people.
Well, she wasn't talking to me, was she? I was just outside the window.
So you kind of assumed, kind of the custodian of buses.
She was in the room. She went, I wish somebody would fucking help me with this. And I said, you know what, mate, I'm there for you.
I don't believe you're in the same room.
No. I was outside the room.
Sat on the floor by any chance?
Yeah, just sat on the floor, just with
your
me.
Hat off.
Yeah. And eventually you got enough change to get on the bus.
Get on the bus, yeah, I got a day saver.
And you came
out. I've been just changing the date every day.
Yeah.
Gapping the, yeah.
I'll see you now.
Are you letting me go?
Yeah.
Thank fuck for that.
Which bus are you getting home?
10.
10 buses? Must live far away.
Hold the fucking beer then, you
Oh, no, Ben. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Language.
You can never open for Jason Manford with that sort of mouth.
No.
Well, that's that.
Get out, Craig.
Go
on.
Fucking hell. Can't open for Jason Manford.
Take this with you.
Go on, Craig.
Bevy.
Could we have the final question, please? It's the final question.
If you had to get rid of one UK city or town, which one goes?
Ooh.
Oh, so you really open it up with towns.
Blackpool?
Yeah, I'd probably get rid of Blackpool.
Why?
It just seems quite depressing.
No, it's a holiday destination for loads of people in the northwest. I'm dead.
Is it still?
Yeah, you've got the Pleasure Beach.
Is it a Pleasure Beach anymore?
Yeah,
I mean, where's the
go.
Nearest theme park if you get rid of that?
Alton Towers.
Alton Towers.
So far.
I'm making so much money for Alton Towers, I should get a kickback.
Shouldn't it be a place you've never even heard of? Like a place in Scotland you've never heard of?
No, because that's bad for the Scottish, isn't it? They're all going to come after me.
It's bad for the English will as well.
Mm. Fucking have it, mate.
You've been to Blackpool. You had a lovely day out there.
Yeah, that's because of the people, mate.
What about you, Tom? What are you getting rid of?
Milton Keynes, possibly.
Shocking.
Oh, I got COVID.
Great
there.
Football team.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it gets a lot of hate, doesn't it, for being a bit of a manufactured city. Mm. And the actual centre, there's not really much going on. It's like villages in the corner of it. So if you get rid of the city, you've still got kind of the essence.
You're getting rid of all of it.
I'd go for London.
Yeah, I was going to say, get rid London. Of the, really? Get rid of the capital and just see how the rest of the
Out, it's, you know, like Robbie Williams leaving, take that. And then we could be the Gary Barlow.
I'm happy to keep Milton Keynes, get on this bandwagon. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah. These are like, we're going for cities though here, aren't we?
Well, that was an option. That's an option. Mm. Yeah, we could get rid of
Truro. Any point in getting rid of a little
I feel like town, it's unfair,
town.
Isn't it? Like,
might get rid of St. Helens.
Yeah, Southport as well. There's that.
Where the pension is going to wait.
Mm. Yeah. And there's a nice pier. My old geography teacher had his plaque on there. His name is Mr. Halewood, and it makes you think of, you know, bowing down to his penis, doesn't it, guys?
Yes.
What about you, Ethan?
Say
you
on the
plaque? Sunderland.
Oh, well, Sunderland's definitely up there. It is.
It is.
It is.
I might get back in the stand-up game,
but not a fan of Borough either. No. I thought Barnsley when I went was a bit shit.
Oh, people look like Barnsley gets a bit of Leeds.
Mansfield.
Fucking Leeds.
Okay.
Okay.
No, Leeds. Leeds is good.
Yeah, love Leeds. Got the Reading and Leeds Festival.
Reading shit. That's a good shout.
I didn't shout it.
Sorry,
especially if you've done your job with the mics.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
It's always good to keep on his toes. Yeah, I'd get rid of London. Really mix things up.
Wow. That's not going to work, is it? It's going to be economic downfall.
Sorry, I was just giving my opinion.
No, I just don't know if it's an accurate opinion.
Well, Danny from Rate My Takeaway now, Danny versus Food is from Barnsley, so you'd lose him.
Oh,
so you're thoughtless, aren't you? Yeah, London. London gone for me, please.
Cool.
Yeah, London.
So it's London
gone.
And Blackpool then.
Ooh, Southampton's crap, Max.
Southampton. Get rid of Southampton.
Fuck
I'm changing to Southampton. That's gone.
Yeah.
Play
up, Bumpy.
Right, Southampton gone then.
Yeah.
So we're getting rid of Southampton, London and Blackpool?
No, just Southampton. For
oh, we're all
But they were
forces.
Like amongst it, relegation zone.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Southampton's
okay, cool.
Dropped.
Beautiful stuff.
Yeah. Guys, thank you very much for watching and listening to the podcast. We've been joined by Simon Wozniak.
Hey! A breath of fresh air.
Remember to follow him on Instagram at Simon Wozniak Comedy.
And I get 1,000 off this.
At least. Yeah. It's going to be at least. Because we want to get him higher in the Clip League.
Yeah. Yeah.
We want to get a few places away from relegation.
Yeah.
You know, going into next season could be a European push.
And then obviously one of his videos as well.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah. What sort of character were you thinking?
Whatever you want.
Bevy Craig's brother.
Bevy Craig's brother.
Craig was good.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, Bevy Craig's gone now. That's Max.
I know.
You won't
let
go with that.
Yeah. Well, I'll get that.
Bevy Craig's
sidekick. I'm so happy to get rid of Bevy Craig, mate.
So is Ethan.
That's an easy job for you, yeah.
Been a pleasure to, I hope if you are watching this, I hope you've enjoyed watching this. If you're listening to it again, I hope you've enjoyed it. You can follow me on Instagram at Simon Wozniak Comedy. You can obviously share all my content, and maybe one day I will come back if they want me and if everything works out.
And if the viewers want you.
Yeah, if the viewers want me.
I think that's the real, you know.
Yeah.
And if I want to, obviously I've got a say in it as well.
You do.
Yeah, probably the most important person to ever say in it.
If I do appear in one of your sketches, then I do. But I think for now, I'll just have to go away and think about it first.
Yeah, mate.
All our guests here voluntarily. So that's,
I think,
you know,
also
that's
what? I think also the lie detector man put me on edge a bit.
It put
and
us
that
all
has
on
affected
edge.
Me a little bit from the record, maybe. But
I'll tell you what, if I see him again,
that was very funny. That was one of the funniest. That was a great moment.
Any other great moments from today,
Max? I've also been joined by Tom Looney.
Thanks, Steve.
Looney.
He gets it.
And Tax Whiff.
Yeah, I'll take it, guys. What a pleasure it's been.
Thank you.